Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Wait.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Could it be that one of us is live?
Well, we are live, but I don't know what that...
Hold on.
Is this... Put your... Oh, got it.
Did you get it?
Got it.
Hi.
Hi, it's Ricky and Roger. It's our first time.
Hi, it's Theodore Roosevelt. Hi, everyone. No one that's in the...
Oh, no one. It's 2:00 in the afternoon, and it's probably nice everywhere where everybody lives, you know, and it's kind of chilly here. We went from 72 degrees yesterday?
Probably.
Lovely Doinger shorts day. Like, oh my God, all kinds of shirtless menses to snow showers tomorrow.
Supposedly. That's so crazy.
Like, what is that?
I feel like my voice is really deep.
Oh! It sounds like...
Wait,
oh,
I have something for you. I have a little gift for you.
It sounds like... it sounds like you've been given about 15 blowjobs a second for the past 3 days.
Only wished.
Only wished?
Not even. I wish it was that... I have a little gift for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you may want to turn it down a little bit. So you turn down the... hello.
Is this yours?
Yeah, sure. No. Okay. Is it coming from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what is this? Are you going to set us up first?
So you say I can't do it?
That sounded like a fart.
Wait.
That sounded...
Hold on.
Turn your phone up a little bit, I think.
That's amazing.
I no.
That is
why
not,
is it only coming through one ear?
That is not extraterrestrial, I promise. That is my whistle.
Well, when do I get to hear you do it? Like, see you do it? I'm sure you could do it right now, right?
I probably could, but hold on. See, it's not as easy for me to do it.
Well, do you hold your finger in your ear?
No.
Because I think that's what makes you do it.
No.
And you got to have a fan blowing on you at the same time.
Well, that actually fucks your vocals up.
How does she do it?
She doesn't have a fan actually blowing at her. Anyway.
So no, she has a blow boy.
That's my little gift to you. Not as exciting.
Well, congratulations, everyone. You got to hear a piece of crap.
You got to hear the whistle that I can do. Thank you.
So we're doing a live show. Roger's sick.
I have a sore throat.
Why do you have a sore throat?
So that's why I sound a little like deeper. I don't know.
What?
I just ate a humongous piece of garlic.
Oh,
like
my
raw.
God.
Like literally.
Like one as big fatty's testicles. One of them.
It was huge. Huge. Huge.
Huge. It was oog.
It was
are
like,
you okay?
Ugh.
You were so hot, your eyebrows are sweating.
Girl, everything is... My unmentionables are sweating.
let's keep them unmentionable.
Yeah, someone was like, what does that mean, your unmentionables? But why are you mentioning them?
Yeah, that's kind like, of...
It's an oxymoron.
That's a good one.
So how's your week been?
It's been good. I've been super excited because my trip is coming up.
I know.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. I leave Wednesday at 7:00 at night, and then I arrive in Florida at 10:30, and the party begins at 11. What are you looking at? The Evernote?
Oh. Yours is must be, is it updated more than mine? I think it is.
Yeah, because there's nothing in it.
Did you erase everything?
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, there is.
What? Hold on, let me update.
Did we not talk about RuPaul's podcast?
It's not working for me.
Hi, everyone. We're really prepared.
I don't Evernote. We're going to have to use something other than Evernote. We're going to have to find something else that's not working for us.
Yeah, for some reason. Like,
so, you guys. Mer-gersh.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of my week, I worked, and that's about it. I enjoyed the warm weather the past couple days. Had all the windows open. Oh, my God.
I was like a whore.
I was taking Ivy out. Uh-huh. I was, you know, she was doing her thing. These two police officers roll up next to the apartment, or next to here. Uh-huh. I don't know if this is an apartment complex. What would you call it?
Condo complex.
Condo.
Mm-hmm.
Condo building.
Yeah.
So I'm walking Ivy, and these two police officers roll up, walk out of the thing.
Roll up.
One of them has their iPhone, and they're like going through pictures. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder where they're going. And then he walks up to the fence. He goes, sir, could you tell me if this person lives here? I was like, I don't know.
Was it a picture of you?
No. Oh, my God. I would die.
Hi, do you know this person? No.
Right. So I'm like, no, I don't think I've ever seen him. He goes, his name is McGarver or McArthur or some weird last name with a Mick on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no. And then I'm like looking around. I'm like, oh, my God. Did any drug dealers just see me like say something to the police officer? You know? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They're going to come over there and what?
Kill me. What'd you say to the police officer? What'd you say to the po-po?
That doesn't really happen.
Or does it?
Right, exactly.
So then the police officer walks over to the buzzer box. Yeah. You know, it has everybody's names, and they're looking at it, and they look over me. They're like, sir, could you let us in? I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, okay.
You know, I would have been like,
my mom was really hot. He was like a Latino. He was all dressed up in his police clothes.
I would have been like, can I see a search warrant?
Well, they weren't coming for me. I don't care. And then they started.
Do you want to search my warrant?
Right. Where do you want to put that warrant? Right.
That search has been warranted.
So, they come into the courtyard and they're looking at all the buzz boxes to the buildings. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were looking for the guy's name or whatever. But I guess the guy was like a drug dealer.
Is that what you found out?
Yeah. That when they were coming out, they were breaker 190 to whoever's in the office.
Breaker, you know. 5BXYZ. I hate when they do that.
And they were they were looking for a drug dealer, I guess, but I'd never seen them. I mean, I come out very often with the dogs, so I see, you know, who does and doesn't live here. So, but I was strange. Like, oh my God, I hope I'm not gonna be a movie.
Stupid. You never know.
So we had, how many degrees change did we have in the past couple days?
Close to 40. I would say, because let's see, like the last coldest day we had was about 35,
mm-hmm.
between 30 and 35. And so yesterday and the day before yesterday was like 60 to 70. So I would say about 35.
And I think yesterday it was like 73. I think it got up to maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, guess how many people got shot, everyone?
32, y'all. 32.
No, 36.
Oh, 36. I'm sorry. Right. 36. All in one day. Since Saturday. Fucking insane.
Most of that happens on the west and south side, but
mostly
there's
the
random
side.
Case it's like.
So speaking of, did you hear about that kid who stabbed those like eight or nine kids
in the school?
Yeah, fucking went on a stabbing rampage.
Let me tell you.
Wasn't that in West Virginia?
It was in Philadelphia, I think.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Close enough to the Appalachian Mountains.
Appalachian.
I will get it right one day.
Well, yeah, he stabbed like 20 kids or something. But I'm like, you know what happened? Is this kid was picked on, and no one done anything
about
it.
And he had enough.
And then he went bat fucking shit crazy and stab people with butter knives.
Didn't he stab a teacher?
I don't know. He just stabbed a lot of people.
Was it all 20 kids? I can't remember. I just saw the headline, student stabs like blah blah blah, and I'm like,
yeah, it was like 19 kids or something. But it's probably because of that issue. He was bullied. No one ever done anything about it, and then he decided, you know what? I've had enough of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the quiet ones you have to worry
always
about.
The quiet ones.
Like at my work, I'm like...
And always the white ones. Them motherfuckers, you white people...
I mean, love a killing spree.
Clearly. But it's not even like, I mean, I think the most massacre-ish was probably the Newtown guy. I mean, but like...
That one was bad.
Like even Columbine wasn't, like he did just shot people and, you know, 19 people or how many people died or whatever. But is that like, you motherfuckers just do that. Like, it's like you stab and hope to die.
Well, oh, thanks.
But then you have
HD
like
generalization on white people.
Right. And then you have black people who will like shoot you and not shoot you once or twice. Shoot you like 18 times.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Mexicans that will decapitate you.
With or their Latinos, razor blade, I should say. With their razor blade from their gums.
Right. Correct. They'll be like, there you it go. Comes, fuck right. with me. It's like, have you seen the Orange is the New Black?
I haven't seen all of the first season, but I've seen it.
Okay. So... There's a scene where they show a little like toothbrush and at the end of it has a razor. So just imagine that is hiding in, underneath a gum of a Latino. So don't fuck with us.
Is that like, does it like develop when you're in the uterus or is that something you have to learn how to slice into your mouth?
I think it's a part of our skeletal.
Oh
yeah.
Like
it's like a little Transformers, like,
so it's like Wolverine, but Razorine.
Yeah. Razorine.
Which sounds kind of racist, like an Asian person said it, but oh my it's God. Not Razorine.
You know, someone posted a thing about, someone posted a picture on my Facebook page of these guys, like it was, I don't know if it was Mexican. I'm going to assume that that's what he was because he was digging a hole and he, like a gardener, he's a gardener. And, but someone put, I was like, someone posted, oh, look at the Mexican digging a hole. And I was a little offended by that, A, because he was white, and everyone in the comments was white, except one Latino. And then he added a comment to that. Now, granted, I understand it wasn't, he wasn't.
I don't get I don't why he would he even being, make the post.
Right, I don't think he was trying to be racist. I just think he was trying to be like, why is he digging a hole? Like, why is a Mexican digging a hole? Like, to try to
but
get
you
a
said he was
up.
White, right?
The guy who posted it was white.
Oh.
So I was like, I was a little offended by that.
Was this somebody you knew?
I don't know them personally. It was just like a face. But I was a little offended by that because I'm like, so my post, my answer to that was like, well, what makes a Mexican? Maybe he's like Guatemalan. Maybe he's from another Latin country. Why is it automatically
well,
Mexican?
You all speak the Mexican. So you
he does
all
live in
Mexican.
California. So
Big Fatty, if you're not from the United States, Big Fatty says you're Mexican. There's North Mexico, South Mexico, East Mexico. There's, Spanish Mexico, everywhere's
where
Mexico.
Where does Big Fatty live?
South Carolina.
Exactly. She don't know
he
any
lives
better.
In Charleston.
She lives in I don't knowston. South Carolina I don't knowston. that's where she live.
I like that. I don't know Sten.
I'm literally sweating. Like
you,
I fucking,
thought
like,
you were
like I'm in
about,
a sauna.
I thought you were like pulling out your ponytail. Oh, right. You were like.
No, I'm just trying to sweat.
Oh my God. Speaking of world events.
You popped.
Did you read the article about the 9-month-old baby that was accused of murder in Iraq?
Yes. So I read a little bit about that. I don't know much
WTF.
About it. Okay. Why? I think they're charging him because he was...
being held by his dad at the time of the thing.
Right. Like he was an accomplice, supposedly. He's 9 fucking months. I mean, really, what was he seeing?
He's actually been cleared of the charges now.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He was in hiding. Like I think they like fingerprinted him and everything.
Oh, they did. I remember seeing photos of him like bending over his dad to like put his.
What the fuck is wrong with that country?
It was India, wasn't it?
No, it was Iraq, right?
Hold on, let me check. It was Iraq. I don't know. Anyway, so
oh, Dennis is in the room. Hey, Dennis.
What up, Dennis? What up,
girl?
What up, Dan?
Could you get other people in the room, please? Because no one is here.
No one is here. No one is here. Y'all, I feel real gross right now.
Oh, yeah. It was Pakistan. Whatever.
Oh, it was some Stan. It was like a big fatty and I don't know Stan.
Well, it was Mexico.
Right. Exactly. They all kind of look Mexican anyway.
A Pakistani judge dismissed an attempted murder charge Saturday that police lodged against a 9-month-old boy, ending a bizarre case that drew new criticism to the country's troubled criminal justice system. The family of the toddler...
It's all about Dan came in.
Oh, hey. Sorry, I was reading a news article. News with foul monkeys. The family of the toddler, Mohammed Musa, had kept the boy in hiding after authorities pressed charges accusing him of trying to kill police officers after a neighbor
brawl
in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore. Judge Rafiqat Ali Kamar.
Beep, pause. Lahore?
Yeah.
God damn Lahore. It, you're Lahore. That's like Lahore. You're Lahore.
Yeah, Lahore. dropped the case against the boy during a hearing in which the police announced they would no longer pursue the charges. Defense lawyer Irfan Tarar said, I guarantee that boy's dead. Like, in 3 months.
Oh, that's
they're going to kill him.
He probably.
And he's so cute. Look.
He got them terrorist eyes. I'm not going to lie.
Roger.
You can't
say that.
My hips don't lie.
What do your hips have to do with your eyes? Or his eyes?
That my hips are telling me that he's going to be
what? Terrorist. They're like running?
No, pun on that. It's a little pun on that replay. It's okay. It's fine.
Got it.
I did say a racist joke. It's fine. Yeah. We're foul. Remember?
Root.
Oh, yes.
No, it's so cold in here now.
Put on some goddamn socks. She over here complaining. Oh, it's cold. It's cold.
Well, I really can't complain because when it's cold outside,
it's cold 63
degrees in our apartment. It doesn't go any higher because ain't nobody got time for a high electricity bill or gas bill. Although our electricity bill was only like $32 this year or this month.
That's a lot for this month. Don't you think? Bitch, what the
no,
fuck you
because
got
because it
on?
Was like 57 last month. Well, you know, it's like all the charging of like everything that we have.
I got a piece of garlic stuck in my fucking tooth.
Yeah, it's like stuck over here too. I'm like, wow.
Can you smell it?
Oh my God. Last night, remember I was talking about the party that was happening across the way?
Yeah.
How about they were smoking so much weed, it was wafting into our apartment and I got a contact high. I was like,
y'all, that's some good shit. I would open the window and be like, y'all, that's some good shit. You want to share?
The window was open. Duh.
Oh, yeah. That's
it
right.
Wafted in.
Oh, duh.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Okay, wait a minute. I just have to say that when I was at lunch with my best friend Pookie. Hey Pookie, hey Sal, and I was on my way to drive over here, and I'm telling Ricky, I was like, "Oh, I have a good idea," and he said a word, and we won't say it right now, but he said a word, and I literally was typing. A very similar word. I'm like, God damn, we are on the same wavelength.
Well, I've been texting you all weekend.
Yes.
Just like, what's up? Come slut, dirty throat whore.
Yeah. I was being a little throaty, and that's probably why I got sick.
Were you being whorey?
No, God, I wish I was.
You do, don't you?
At least there would be a reason.
We need to get you a date. And by date, just mean sex, right?
No, I mean, I kind of want a connection. I'm kind of done with hooking up. Okay, so let me explain to you my week, because then you didn't ask me
what
that.
About a missed connection
I
from
care.
Craigslist?
No, no. Anyway, so so my week was, it was okay until Thursday.
It's all about Dan. I said, hey, you need to get some recruits in here. And he goes, I think people are afraid to join you and the Westboro Baptist Church sponsor.
You're lucky you're not going to Pride 48, ass.
How do you know he's not?
Because I heard it on his podcast.
Well, you never know. There might be a change.
I will slice and dice you.
I might not be going.
Oh.
Well, because a lot of people that aren't going, I don't know.
No, Dan, like, I love you. Huh?
A lot of cool people aren't going.
Why aren't they going?
They have lives.
I know. That's sad.
Oh my God. Ew.
So I
who has that?
Well, I wanted to get tickets for Britney Spears, but her show ends on the 6th. So I'm
September?
Like,
really?
Yeah.
She's only there for a year?
No, she's not even there for a year. That's not even a year. She started in December.
I thought she was there like Celine for like 5 years.
Mm-mm. No, I think she's taking a... She takes a break. What do you think? There might be a change. It's up in the air. Mark and Ed are definitely not going. See? I wasn't... I should have said... Not Dan. Not Dan. No, he going. Possibly.
Oh, he's going.
Oh, he going.
And now say that to his face. I know.
Wait until I transform
Dan. Him. I hope you can defy razors.
Because I got him.
Because he's got some. I'm scared of him. And I'm sitting across the way from him.
I know.
I'm actually about four streets away.
Right. By way of four streets away. Well, my week was kind of busy at work.
Do you need a towel?
I don't know. I may need to. And I'm about a minute. But that's okay.
I can get you a towel if you need one. But you need to calm down. Your tits are sweating.
Are they? No, they're not. I'll bring an INS agent. I'm from America, honey.
Yeah.
Hunty.
They're all from America.
Right, right.
Where are you from? America.
No. I don't sound like that.
Or, no, to make it official, you have to say Merca.
Right. I'm from Merca.
That's too Latino. Wasn't even white enough.
Oh, I'm from America.
God, that's a good one. I am so excited to...
Can I finish my week before you continue?
Okay.
Because you have like ran me over like a train. I'm already feeling run over because I'm sick.
You're looking like it.
Oh my God, that's what Pookie said. She was like, oh, you
look like a hot mess.
You look like you need some sleep. I thought my hair looked good.
Okay. Sure.
Never one for compliments, let me tell you. This fucking hooker over here. So my week was all right. I mean, it was kind of busy. I applied for the job.
Okay.
My manager.
But you are not giving, right?
Probably not.
Okay. Congratulations.
Right. Congratulations on not getting.
Are we
going
to go to Chili's to celebrate?
No, I'm going to fucking go to like.
Good one. Got yeah. it.
I'm going to probably go to like Touche and get banged in the back. Bareback. Ooh.
No, in the basement, right?
No, that's where it happens. Basement.
Oh, it's Jack.
Jackhammer, right? Yeah. They have the piss tub.
I don't think I've ever been in the back room of Touche.
Okay, we digress again. So,
have you?
Bring it back to us. No, I've never been. I've gone to like the steps, but I've never actually been in the room
because
I don't ever have any gear on, and I'm certainly not going to my underwear because.
No, in Touche, you only have to do that in Jackhammer.
Oh, I thought. Well, that's what we were talking. Yeah, I've been in the back. I've had my dick sucked.
What's back there?
Cocksuckers. Literally.
No, is it like? I imagine it like a porn scene, like chain link fences.
There's some of that.
Huff gas mask things.
There's none of that.
Like dildos attached to the walls.
None of that. No, there's a bar back there. It's kind of seedy. There's a bench area that is covered with like a fence in front of it. So you can go in behind that fence and it's like a bench that goes from like wall to wall.
It's like jail.
Kind of. It can be really seedy. And they're just sucking dick back there fucking.
Do you stick your thick? Do you stick your dick through the chain link fence?
I mean, you can, but why would you? They want to be discreet.
Oh.
Right, exactly. That's what I was like. Why is anybody trying to hide that?
Right.
You're in a bar getting your shit sucked.
I don't see how that's allowed. That cannot be allowed.
It's not. I think the police turn a blind eye to it.
Well, or there's some police officer in there that's staring.
Totally.
Please.
Police, policia,
policia, come in my boot.
So I did apply for the job, and my manager was like, "Oh, are you?" I was like, "I saw you applied for the job."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "She's not my manager," but I was like, "Yeah, I did." I was like, "You know, I really want her job," and I was like, "So, why not? What do I have to lose? Right? I know I could do the job." So, and she's like, "Well, okay," and that was it. I was like, "Okay, we didn't talk about it again."
Mama needs to make that money, honey.
Okay. So then, and then I started to feel like a sore throat on.
You started to feel like a sore throat, or you started to get a sore throat?
I started to feel a sore throat coming on. let me.
Okay.
Let me speak my Mexicano.
All right.
Yes, I started.
Shouldn't
to...
that be Mexicano?
Oh my God, I hate
you're not even like a real one.
I know. My sister says that I'm a true beaner because I'm brown on the outside and really white on the inside.
So no one in your like immediate family, probably except for your parents, were born in Mexico, right? Or your mom?
Correct. My mom was born in Mexico.
Okay. And your grandma was born in Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so no one else.
No brothers, sisters, no. Uncles. I guess your uncles.
Like all my uncles and aunts who live in the States, they were all born in Mexico. And then cousins and stuff like that, we're like first generation.
And that's why you still speak Spanish. Second generation comes along.
Nah, it's all gone. Yeah, a little bit. I don't, you know, and that's funny because I don't even talk Spanish to my mom. Like we talk English a lot. And every now and then we'll switch over to Spanish, but.
When you're talking about someone?
No.
That's American. That's gringo.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not really.
Like if I came over to your house, you'd talk about me in Spanish.
No, we would talk in English.
About me?
Yeah, totally. Oh, okay. In front of your face.
Well, we're not afraid. Oh, there's some pictures in the room. Let's see what's going on here. I'm Mexican. Pull me over.
Wow.
Well, that is a Chevy Cobalt.
Is that an Illinois license plate or is that a...
No, it looks like Arizona.
Oh,
that is that not the right...
Is that No-No? Isn't that where he live?
Yeah. No, he... Yeah, he lives in Arizona.
Spanish word of the day is juicy. Tell me if you see the cops. I mean, that's just so wrong.
But oh, so right.
Oh, so right. So anyway, and then I had a really shitty Friday because I felt really horrible. My throat was hurting really bad. And then I went to the doctor and I made an appointment and I missed my appointment for my oil change on Saturday because I didn't feel good.
You mean your oil change?
Oil change. Butter and oil. Butter and oil. Hi, can I get me some butter and oil? I missed that. So that kind of fucked me up because that was the third time I rescheduled it.
At the dealership you go?
Yeah.
Is it free?
No, it's still paid, so I don't care. That's why I don't care that I've missed it. I still have 30% of like oil life in my car, so I'm fine. Because it's going to cost me like $150 to get all, like, because they're going to do like the 10,000 mile maintenance thing.
Wait, that costs you money?
Yeah. Oh. Wow, you guys get yours for free?
Up to 30,000 miles.
Right. Well, when you make 30,000 miles, it's...
No, but they do it at 10... 20 and 30 and it's free.
Oh, because you guys only do it at 10,000, right? Yeah, no, mine's a regular car.
Isn't that
car.
Weird though? A car to go 10,000 miles before you do an oil change.
Well, most cars can go that, especially now the way that technology is. Like I guess. Technically, I've been on this oil since the last change for like almost 7 months. So I could go a little bit more.
But
I
don't drive that much though. It's
no,
just to work.
Right. So. Right. So it doesn't that's why they're like either the 3,000 miles that you make or 3 months is generally the rule of thumb, but you don't have to wait that long. So they were like, you can come back when you're 15%. Well, I'm at 30%, so I still have a whole shitload to go.
Yeah, that would make me nervous.
I know.
Well, like, reschedule.
Well, not only that, but like I want to make sure that they clean rotate the tires, check the brakes and all that shit.
Well, you know our shit's all jacked up from the potholes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Excuse me. But
do you need some more tea?
More hot water, please.
Do you want to talk and I'll go get it?
Yes.
And I'll fill up my drink and then you can talk to the two people in the chat room.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Dennis and Dan.
Dennis and Dan. So, yeah. So, anyway, but I missed that appointment, which is kind of fucked up. But, yeah, it's getting a little chilly now. I have the nerve. But, anyway, so now I'm just kind of like, today I woke up and I feel a little bit better. And I still have a scratchy throat and I still have congestion and my voice sounds a little bit deeper, which is fine. I don't mind that. But, yeah. So anyway, so I see that no one sent questions to us, which is really disappointing because I thought we had more loyal fans than that. Did we get any voicemails? Okay. And we don't have any callers, do we? No one decided to call in. Well, we only have two people in the fucking room. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Dan. Any questions you want to ask us while we're just sitting here? This is really compelling stuff. I'm not even lying. So did you guys hear about the Malaysian airline again? Supposedly that they've been hearing pings and they're not really. He said, why I drive like this.
love the Dukes of Hazzard.
Because that's how I doze it. Dennis is question, are you a Nazi? Well, I don't know. Is that a part of the Westboro Church?
Yes, it is. All right. Yeah, you can close that or keep it open, whatever you want to do. Whatevs.
We'll keep it open a little bit.
Totes whatevs. Okay, we're back.
And we're back. So
you guys, we had this idea that we wanted to do, like, while I'm gone, do like 15-minute shows.
Right.
I'll think. And so we wanted to get, like, subjects, like a one-word subject, like love or party or come.
Oh.
And then we talk about it for 15 minutes. And that would be like a show while I'm gone, because I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
No one said anything. No one sent us anything. So do you want to do some, see what phone calls we have?
Sure.
No, you're really excited for today.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay. Well,
well, there was a here. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, lost the stream.
Huh?
Lost the stream.
Are you guys, is it not working?
Oh, okay. Now.
Oh, made me nervous. All right. So, what were you going to say before we listen to phone calls?
Nothing. Go ahead with the phone calls.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a drink.
Dan, send a picture of you. Dennis, send a picture of you so I know who is listening.
You're back. The stream music keeps jumping in. I'm not for sure why, because, I mean, we have the connection, so. I wonder if my internet's jacking up or something.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably Pride 48.
So, all right, so next, first call?
Who's not going?
Hey, guys, it's Baron Frosty from Next Slime. I'm calling to ask, what the hell is up with the ghetto troll Mariah Carey music? Nobody likes it. She's a tramp. Play some real music. Talk to you later. Bye.
Baron, the nerve of you.
Oh my God. No one, everyone loves Mariah. I'm sorry. There is at least one song that everybody loves that Mariah Carey's done. Hello.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Oh, Pawnee Lala's in the room.
What up, Pawnee Lala? I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Say it, girl. Fuck off. Preach it. What? Hear that, Baron? What?
Fuck off.
On a live show. What?
Let's not talk about unwanted ghetto noise.
Oh.
We love Mariah. We love you, Baron, but
yeah, no. You need to get it together.
Get on the page.
Get on the page.
Get on this train ride, girl.
Everyone's on it. Everyone loves it.
Oh, he went there.
Yeah, he went there.
I totally went there.
Yeah. Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Hello. Next voicemail?
Sure.
Hello, boys. It's Lala from Pawnee, Indiana. I'm just enjoying sprinkles and whip popping on my waffles and listening to the Foul Monkeys. Now, I do want to make a little comment about Beyonce, and I would like to say that I am not her biggest fan. However, I think you would appreciate her a lot more if you listened to the Stuff Mom Never Told You podcast episode about Beyonce and feminism. There's something very interesting there, and they kind of did some extra research into some of the things that she says and some of the things that she does, and it actually made me appreciate her more as a person, not necessarily as an artist. Just something to consider. Love the show. Oh, and Roger, next time I'm in Chicago, you and I should go knitting. All right, bye.
Wait. So did I ever tell you what my best friend and I were going to call our knitting company?
What?
What up, Nitta?
I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think can you would
imagine,
sell.
Wait, can you imagine if they called our offices? Thank you for calling. What up, Nitta? Horrible.
Actually, it's pretty funny.
I think that we would get the right amount of slack to make us, you know.
You're on a loop. What? Is that a knitting term? Oh, Are we getting a phone call?
No.
What was that?
That was my tea timer.
Oh.
Did you like that? That was kind of nice.
Wait, why is the noise coming through when it's on vibrate?
Because you have it connected.
Oh.
They're not hearing us. I only hear music.
Oh, no.
It could be the weather. It could be the weather.
Oh, no, it's disconnected. Look.
Oh, shit. Oh. That means that they can't hear us. We're on the air. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Hello? It says logging in. I'm not for sure what's happening. Oh, this is sad.
Are we on, you guys?
Oh, now it says on air. I don't know what's going on. Can you guys hear us now? It's really weird.
Well, I only
have... It says connecting issues.
Can you can I borrow your power time? Power.
Your power time?
Yeah.
I think maybe my internet's being weird. Retarded or I'm not supposed to say that.
You said it. I said weird.
I think my internet's being weird. I'm sorry, you guys.
It's been
we've never had issues like this before.
This is the picture that No Dan posted. So it says like Salma Hayek, except dumber. And besides, the cleavage thing always wears miniskirts too short for girls half her age.
Dan.
A hot picture, by the way. I love
that's very hot.
Her titties are
from a video. That's from her.
That's got to be from the Mimi era. No, the Emancipation of Mimi era.
It is
because it's like, I love it. I love her. I love her.
Love those videos.
She is the gift that keeps on giving.
Shake It Off. That's like one of my favorite videos. Because love that ain't the same.
Yep, love it.
Oh, he posted another one. Hold on.
Oh my god! She's gonna...
Is that our album art?
Yes. I love that it's... That is the podcast cover. That is the fucking podcast cover.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I love that. The bitch has got a penis. That's probably caught in the act.
It's pretty long, too.
Bitch has got a big dick. Well, you know, like trannies are usually
that is inappropriate.
I know it's transphobic. But you know what? I am done with everyone being too fucking sensitive about that. Faggot, trans, whatever. Bitch with a stick. That's what it's going to be called.
Bitch with a stick?
Bitch with a stick.
But what if they don't have the stick anymore?
Bitch with a fish. I don't know.
What?
Catch a wound. Oh.
Ew. Gash. Well, it wouldn't really be a gash. It would be like a pretend gash.
It would be a moist gash. I'm burping garlic, y'all. It's really bad.
You ate a whole clove.
I ate a whole clove.
And I
ate a whole clove on top of eating, taking a garlic pill. So I'm like extra garlic.
Oh my god. What were you doing?
Because I'm sick and my throat hurts.
You need a shot of penicillin.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
So did you all hear the whole voicemail from Lala? Can you let us know, please? Oh, did we respond to your phone call? Yeah, we did in the middle of it.
Right, but then we didn't actually respond. We listened to it and then we went out.
Oh, okay. So did they hear what your knitting company would be called?
I don't know.
Did you guys hear what the knitting company would be called?
No. I have
okay.
No.
So they didn't.
Oh,
hear...
it's gone. What's gone? What, Dennis? What is gone? Can you hear us? We're waiting for you. Please respond quickly, bitch. We ain't got no time.
No, there's like an 8-second delay between us talking and them.
And two.
Oh my god! Again.
Oh, we just went off. This is horrible. Gone.
This is like NSYNC.
Gone. We're on the air again. Please hold for techno music. Can you guys hear us? Oh, they can hear us now. Okay, so he's gonna reset the internet for We're going to reset the internet. So we might go off for a little bit and then we'll come right back up. Because I think that's going to help us stay online. Did you reset it? Okay. So you probably won't.
We can still talk or we can actually
pause. The recording? Yeah. Oh, see? It could be Pride 48. It did the same with me podcast. Dante's a moderator.
All right, so I think we should be back online now. Can you guys hear us? Hello? Oh, I'm logging back into the room. Here we go.
Hi, can you guys hear us?
Okay, good. Oh my God.
This is horrible. Quit fucking with us, Pride 48.
I have poopy pants.
Ew. That's gross.
That makes me sad that it didn't work out right.
Fuck.
Sorry, you guys. We rebooted the internet and I rebooted my computer, so hopefully that worked. You said that they were saying it happened to someone else too.
Yeah, it happened to me podcast. And
Dennis said that?
Dennis said that it could have been the 48 because that's what it happened.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's just something going on with the
with the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Well, fuck them. Just kidding.
Me.
So we were
we were responding to Lala Pawnee's
phone call.
Right. But you're going to tell everybody your
right, cause knitting she said, right, store. Cause her voicemail, if you guys didn't hear it, was talking about something about Beyonce.
This is what they imagine every time they hear your voice.
Oh, my God.
I wish.
Please. Because I do look like that.
I wish I had those CGs right there.
Oh, yeah. Cum gutters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Love a cum gutter. All right. So oh, your knitting store.
Anyway, so then she said that when she comes to Chicago, that her and I need to go knitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I told, I was telling Ricky that that my best friend and I, when we first got into knitting, we were thinking about opening a knitting store and we were going to call it What Up Knitter.
Knitta.
What Up Knitta?
You can't add the R. That's just racist.
Well, no, we would add the R just for
legal reasons.
Logistical reasons. So then we were saying that.
What Up Knitter?
If you called. Right. That's even worse. So then if you called our offices, it'd be like, thank you for calling. What Up Knitta? Help you.
How you
help
you? Got a question to ask.
Can we ask you a question? I called you.
Every time Ricky's voice, I imagine this. Oh my God. Fat pussy.
Everyone loves a fat
Thank
pussy.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
That's tired.
Max is in the room.
I love Pawnee Lala said, I'd go there because you know it would be fabulous. Okay.
Oh my God. What up, Nitta?
Everybody come in. What up, Nitta? What y'all doing?
Thank you for joining us, Mags. I hope you're here for this show.
Right.
We're almost done because it's sad because the internet was broken, y'all.
Yeah. Well, we may record a little over the air.
No,
times.
We can't.
I'm saying like we may, the show, us, you two and I.
Oh, okay.
Meaning whatever.
You want to do another voicemail?
Sure.
Okay.
Get up on it. Oh, wait. I didn't respond to her. Pause it. So the whole Beyonce thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that that's wow. That's kind of scary. That looks like someone from.
It looks like Tori Amos with socks on.
Oh my God! Nitta, please. That is amazing. Thank you for showing me that. I will send that on to my friend.
All right, Beyonce's thing.
But. Okay, so basically, you know, I do think that she's a nice person and whatever, but I still think that she's a little overrated. But that's okay. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, like Baron Frosty talking some shit about Mariah Carey. Girl, you lucky you're not close. I will stab you in the eye.
Heller with a razor blade that's been in his mouth. So you're bound to get sepsis or something.
Right. Stab you right in that motherfucking eye.
Ooh, in that eye. You ready? Mm-hmm. Next phone call?
Ricky? Bacon? Hello? I'm listening to the show. One minute I'm drooling about pizza, and the next I'm listening to a story about Zorro the hookup. And And I just wanted to say, Roger, we're foul monkeys for a reason. It's because we talk about poop.
Did she just fart?
Yeah, I think she pooped. I think she was talking about when I was talking about how I like my pizza, like with everything and the kitchen sink.
Right,
and the
right.
store's like, you want that all on one crust?
right. Thin crust.
Yeah,
thin with crust. Extra sauce.
How about you make that cracker crust?
Wait, that's racist.
No, I'm white. I can say that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But you're Latino by injection.
But that's only on the inside.
Ew. We took it there. That's foul.
Oopsie. Did someone say Beyonce?
Oh, God.
So
wait, no, Dan, I need you to find that picture of her and her big dick at the Super Bowl. I know you can find it.
Is that Beyonce? That's Tyra Banks.
No, that's Beyonce. That is Beyonce.
Really?
Either that or it's Shangela.
Shangela. That looks like Tyra Banks.
No, that's Beyonce. No, that is Beyonce to that A. That's Beowulf.
Beowulf.
That's Beowulf.
Beowulf. What about Ponce?
So anyway, but I think she's overrated. She's good at what she does, and she's a good entertainer, and she does all this blah 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 blah. But I think sometimes she comes off as full of herself,
mm-hmm.
and I don't like that.
Like when you name your kid Blue Ivy.
Correct.
That's kind of full
of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Blue Ivy. Really?
Yes.
Okay. Got
Beyonce.
It. Beyonce the cat. Yes.
Meow. Anyway, so back to Kathy Bacon's
voicemail.
Yeah.
We love Kathy Bacon. She's not going to Pride 48.
That sucks. I don't think I'm going to go then.
I know, right?
We really do need to talk about that then, because if one that you like...
Well, there's going to be people there that I like. It's just the people that I really like.
Good save. Good
the people
save.
That I really like
are not
going
to be there.
Aren't going.
Well, who is that? Who is it that you... I don't want to do that too.
No.
The air.
No, I'm not saying that.
I don't want to...
Beyonce doesn't have a dick. Oh. That's Beyonce.
Oh, no, that's a dick. It's tucked in her ass.
Oh. That is Dan, what kind of porn are you looking at? Because you got a lot of... how do I say it properly? Chicks with dicks, but transgendered women with male equipment. I guess that's how you would say it, right? I don't know. Stuff got real personal up in here, says Lala.
Oh.
Next phone call?
Tranny Lovin.
Here we go.
I think I did it again. I made you believe.
It's Britney.
We're more than just friends.
Oh my God, is that Britney?
Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
Oh, Britney.
Tough to lose all my senses. That is just so typically me. Oh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
Hey, everyone, it's Nicole. I hope you enjoyed my Britney Spears impersonation. That was a special request even from a good old Ricky, and I just hope everyone enjoyed it, and maybe I'll be on the show soon. Love you guys.
Yay, we love that rendition of
like
Britney Spears. That was good.
She
needs to do it a little bit more
a little bit more whiny, but less like she has to whisper down,
right? Right. It's like, oops, I did it again.
She needs more struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more shit. Right. That's exactly the right word. That bitch need a little ST to the ruggling.
Mm-hmm. A little struggling. ST to the ruggling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, struggling. That's good.
ST ruggling.
Mer Gersh. So we have 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
We have another phone call. Actually, we got an email.
Oh, did we?
Can I read it?
Can you read?
Or can you read?
Do you want me to read?
You can read it.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to read the whole thing? Because I think this one has... I can't remember. Well, I'll read it anyway. All right. So this is from my homegirl, Pookie. Hello, little gentlemen. First, I would like to say how much I enjoy listening to the show. Y'all are hilarious. Dumb for the rest of y'all's lives.
I know.
Second, y'all need to come up with a better schedule because this bullshit twice a week crap is not working for me. I have an occupation that usually runs 5 days a week, and if y'all can't come hang with me at work, the least y'all can do is try to do a show 4 times a week. It's called We Need to Get Paid. We need
it's
to turn it
into cha-ching.
Right. We need to turn it in like a feast of fools. I mean, fine, and do like 4 days, do a week podcast and only release one.
All right, charge for the rest. 4 listeners, which I really appreciate in the yes. room. But Woo-hoo! What makes you think more than 4 people might pay for this craptastic podcast?
I know, right? Stop saying it's craptastic. Nothing I do is craptastic. I mean it. Is it really that hard? Come on, Ricky. Just push record on your 8-track, connect it to your computer, and says, all done. LOL. Third, fuck anyone that has given you a horrific review. I guess that the prudes were expecting an informative podcast. Hello. Please Please keep in mind that nowadays society gets more and more advanced. Therefore, we require a rocket science to decipher what Foul Monkeys is going to be about. I personally love the show. I get it. We all want to better our lives and somehow become informative. But goddamn, there are days when you just want to relax and your show gives me that feeling that I'm in the room with y'all just hanging out and being peer pressured by Roger to drink matcha tea because it's like the next best miracle fountain of youth. True. True words have never been spoken. And by the way, I know everything there is to know about matcha tea that I didn't want to know because of Roger. LOL. Love you, Pookie. And fourth, I mean, just goes on and on. But last but not least, Ricky, you need to put your guard down a little and listen to Roger's brilliant or unbrilliant ideas. What's the worst that can happen? I'm sure y'all have been through and heard worse. Good Lord, those reviews were horrible. Get on the bagwang, Negative Nelly. I kid, not really. Can't wait to meet you, Ricky. Anywho, enough ranting. Love the show. Love you, Mexicans. Yes, Mexicans. Ricky is by injection. Keep laughing because it's contagious. Love you all. Mean it.
Pookie. Oh, thank you.
God damn, that thing was bright.
That's a lot of talking right here.
That was a lot of talking. But
I did take Roger's, one of his ideas, and he hasn't gotten back to me about it. So,
See, Lala, I'm trying to get us advertising. I am.
And we are not doing an 80-minute show and breaking it into 20-minute episodes. Not doing that. Requires too much work.
No. No. Again, pressing that record button and that stop button costs money.
Too hard.
It's too hard. Two of hearts, two hearts that be as one.
Thank you, Pookie, for writing us.
I love
you. Oh, yeah. All right, so we have another voicemail. You ready?
Yeah, we have 2 minutes. The last one.
Oh, we're going to have to save it.
Saved by the bell. Wah, wah.
There was no bell.
Me! No, wait. Well, you know what? We'll wait until after we get out
Cosmic
of here.
Popsicle, we're leaving. I'm sorry. Oh. We only have 2 minutes left. Someone else is coming on to the
I love the stream. It. How much did I miss the entire fucking
right.
show?
Well, you missed about 20 minutes of silence, which is about a big fatty show. So
usually it's his balls flapping in the desk.
What does that sound like?
Ha 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 ha. Ow, that hurt.
Yeah, if he hit you with his balls, it would hurt.
I guarantee you.
All right, so you guys, we have to go. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, and have a great week.
Have an awesome weekend.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, so...
I'm sorry. You bitches won't be getting anything.
No, so, all right. Say bye, Roger.
Oh, bye, Theodore.
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 Bye.
Bye, you guys.